clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
submit. I'll just decide on where to run or where to hide. Their eyes are everywhere. I see them spying there at my face, at my hair. I won't plug in to their machine. I hate the sound. I hate that scene. Pushing down, 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 down on me. Look at me, what you say? It's social
there. I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Spare me the time. used to think of Ferris wheel light sounds, the Friday hum of neons and blue, but now they're like circular cages of grated tin and rusted wind. Hey now, who really cares? Hey, won't somebody listen? Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time.
Yeah, we're here. I hear it. Okay. This is literally anything for now. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
We're on air.
Hello.
Having some mic issues, but it's okay.
No, we fixed the mic issues.
We fixed the mic. Don't worry about it. WMFL.
So I just played Suspirium by Thom Yorke.
It's great.
Which is a song that he did for the movie Suspirium.
Oh.
The Luca Guadagnino, who directed Call Me By Your Name.
Oh.
This movie that he made.
Oh, wow, that's like loud. You can hear the siren in the background.
Yeah, you really can.
There are always like sirens on the street. Why is it so loud? That's really odd. Okay, we'll let that pass.
So yeah, that was that.
Yeah, and I've never heard of that movie, but I love that song. It's
yeah,
so pretty.
It's a very fall song. I listened to it a lot, like a few falls ago. And so every time I listen to it now, it reminds me of fall.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I feel like fall, like, fall is the season where I have songs that really like bring me back the most. Like, I feel like I always have these songs that I've just heard like fall after fall. And now it's just like the religious fall song I have to listen to.
Yes, exactly.
which is crazy.
And then the other one that I played was Hey, Who Really Cares by Linda Perhacks.
That's
a new kind of fall song for me.
Okay. I like that.
That's like this fall, but I think it'll become a regular.
Do you have a fall playlist?
This is a playlist that I just made. This fall, but it's not really about fall. It's more like the songs that I have happened to have been listening to.
Like at the moment.
Yeah.
Like your current stuff.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I mean, that's fall.
Wait, last night were you talking about how, I can't remember whether it was you who was saying this, but you said that the certain songs were pre-Halloween.
Yes, it was me. I was going to say, we should talk about our fall, like our strategies towards fall music, because I don't know, this is weird, because I really am not like this with any other season, but I do like, from like October to December, like I have like weird quirks where I will only listen to certain things at certain times, but like October, I listened to a lot of different types of music, I listen to different music than I do after Halloween, but I listen to different songs. Like I'll listen to I get into like rap, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Like I'll listen to rap, and then I also like get into 80s music. Like there's a couple of 80s songs I wanted to play. I think it's because I associate. This is like kind of embarrassing, but I associate Stranger Things with fall, which I was really into in high school. And so I feel like I listen to...
I get that.
I listen to especially because it's kind of like a fall themed show. So I listen to... and that's obviously like 80s themed, and there's a lot of 80s music in that.
Yeah.
So I feel like I got into like listening to 80s music in the fall. But then post Halloween, it totally gets into like pure feel good. Like I think I talked about country, but it's not even country. It's just just like feel good kind of folksy music. That's getting me ready for like November, because I really do feel like November is like a pure month.
November is my favorite month.
Yeah,
of all time.
It's just so
November
nice.
November is the best month,
it's
and
best
I
month.
Love Thanksgiving.
I agree, and I love Thanksgiving so much. And then October compared to that, it's kind of like I feel like I sound that we're in this. Okay, so for our listeners, we're in the same English class, and I feel like I sound like our professor when we was talking about Hemingway, where he was like pure versus impure.
Yeah,
but I feel like October is like the debauched, like, you know, impure month where I'll listen to like kind of like heavy music, and then it gets like clean for
November. Is a clean, well lighted place.
Clean, well lighted place. Absolutely. Read that story by Hemingway. You'll understand what we're talking about. But it's so true. It's a clean, well lighted place.
Wow,
where
if only Professor
Takayoshi
could hear us.
We'd get like an A. He'd like love to be on the show, I think.
I would love to have him on
the
show.
Me too. He like totally has things to say.
Oh,
and
completely.
I know he has good music like taste. Plus, we play Japanese music, so there you go.
I wonder what kind of music he listens to.
Me too.
I wonder if he's listening to us right now.
He could be. We would never. I feel like he wouldn't. I feel like he's like far away from Tufts during the weekends.
Definitely. He has no interest.
He's the type of guy who like shows up in his pristine suit, lectures for, you know, an
however
hour
long
and 15 minutes.
And then right when class is over.
Right. He leaves. He's out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he always goes over. So I guess maybe he does like being here. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us about your fall music approach.
I kind of feel the same way as you, I guess. I feel like before, definitely September, October is like still transitioning into fall from summer.
Yes.
Summer is like very specific music to me as well.
Yeah, I feel that.
I guess it's like more fun.
Yeah.
Summer music.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like goes into fall in September and October. But then November is like full on, like, I like a lot of Nina Simone in November.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, it's just like classic music. Like, yeah, I love like jazz. Like, like Ella Fitzgerald and like all that. Totally, we could. Totally. We're gonna get into that.
We should get. We'll definitely get into.
Maybe next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. For
sure. Yes, I totally agree with you. I don't know what it is, but okay. So should we go into the music?
So did you queued something?
Queued
right?
something up. I queued up a song called Saint Simon by The Shins. Here we go.
Oh,
you want to play it? We can like fade into it.
All right, let's listen to it.
All right.
I want to hear it. Okay. All right.
All right. Cool.
Thank you. to. I want to be someone else, so I'll explode. Floating upon the surface for the birds. The birds. The birds. You want me?
All right, we're back on air.
Yes. Wait, tell me your story about this song.
I'm not eating in the studio, I promise.
That was Talk Show Host by Radiohead.
Yeah, so we were talking about, sorry, swallowing. We were talking about our fall music and how we have like different songs that we associate with fall. So anyway, this song, what I was going to say is that I was saying that I've known this song since freshman year of high school, which is like, what, that's literally like 8 years ago, I guess.
Yeah,
like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I that can't be. That literally can't be. But wait, I guess it is, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's weird. Maybe, anyway.
Yeah, I don't, oh my God, that's crazy.
So crazy. I had a really cool English teacher who I loved. He was young. I feel like my parents are listening, but he was cute. And I really liked him. And he so cool because he like really liked music a lot. And so anyway, so we were reading Romeo and Juliet in that class, and he had us like to like discuss it. We watched the like the 1994 version.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That song was in it. He was really big into Radiohead. We also had a, like a, we read Catcher in the Rye, and then we had a whole unit about angst where he had made us write a paper about our favorite angsty song. So I'm pretty sure I did.
What a teacher.
I actually had another song. Yeah, right. I think I had, I have another song on my fall playlist. It was like an Arcade Fire song, I think I wrote about. But
oh my God, wait, which one?
I think it was The Sprawl.
The Sprawl?
Isn't that such a good angsty song? Or it might have been The Suburbs.
The Suburbs was my
but,
angsty.
Yeah. But do you know The Sprawl? I honestly think that's a better song.
I don't know
song.
The Sprawl.
It's really good. We could play it.
Yeah, maybe we should cue it up.
Yeah, so I associate, I don't know why I associate both of those songs with fall, even though I think that project was in the spring, but it was still good.
Well, okay, yeah, that's the other thing about fall, though.
You also play The Suburbs.
That's the other thing about fall is that it's angsty. You know,
it is angsty, but it's this, it's the pre-November fall that's angsty. Then you get into Then you get into November and it's pure.
That's so true. That's the distinction.
Yes, right.
After in November,
it's not angsty anymore.
It's less angst and more like nostalgia.
Yes, more nostalgia and comfort
and like warmth
and warmth. Exactly. And then I get, and then after Christmas, I get into angst again. I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like you can't get through the cold January through March here without getting like into like, but it's like more depressing angst.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
It's not this like
Whereas,
kind of fun
right,
fall
September,
angst.
September, October is like you can kind of get into the angst, like lean into it. You know.
Right.
Whereas January. You're February just like, is like you can't get out of
you're
it.
You're like depending it on like for your survival.
Yeah,
it's just like, or else you're just gonna like slip into like depression.
Totally,
that's literally what it is.
Totally.
Yeah. So I'm so glad we're on the same page with this stuff.
Me too, Lily.
Yeah.
That would be so bad if we weren't.
Literally anything for now would just be like such a mismatch jumble if it wasn't already. So yeah, for our sake, I'm glad.
Well,
okay, so
the
what
next,
do we have next
song that I have queued is. I believe this is the next song I cued. Yes, it's called, so this is a live version of Stronger Than Me by Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Who I've been listening to Amy like every single day for the past month.
I mean, I want to say like.
I was her last night for Halloween.
Last night we were out and about and Max was Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
And it was a great costume.
I hope I did her justice because I genuinely love her so much and I've been getting like back into her music a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she has this like live album that kind of just was released. It's at the BBC, so it's a bunch of different like live performances that she's done, and this one is this is a Stronger Than Me performance, and it's so good. I love this song.
So excited.
So yeah, let's listen to it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. be your vacuum cleaner, breathing in your dust. I wanna be your Ford Cortina, I will never rust. If you like your coffee hot, let me be your coffee pot. You call the shots, babe, I just wanna be your. Secrets I have held in my heart are harder to hide than I thought. Maybe I just wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. As deep as the Pacific Ocean, I wanna be yours. Secrets I have held in my heart are harder to hide than I thought. Maybe I just wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. Wanna be yours.
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy. Don't wanna clean up, I got to focus. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works. When it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. Baby said he couldn't stay, wouldn't put his lips to mine, and I failed to kiss as I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold.
closed door and works when it calls. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a mess that he don't want to clean. Oh, I got to fold because these hands are just too shaky.
We're back.
Oh, hello.
Putting this down. That was, what was that?
That was Paper Bag by Fiona Apple.
Yeah. And then before that, we were playing Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys.
No, we were playing I Want to Be Yours.
Never mind. We were playing I Want to Be Yours by
Arctic Monkeys. There's something about Arctic Monkeys.
Yes.
Like, kind of embarrassing, but
it's kind of embarrassing.
Sometimes you need to play that.
Yeah. It's like, it comes from, well, also because we were on the Arcade Fire. Like,
right.
Like, cuts really deep. We were talking, I think we've talked about this before, but we were talking about how we were 8-track listeners in middle school and like high school, and that was really like the beginning of music.
Yes, that was the first time I ever heard music.
Yes,
not really, but like really.
Yeah, but that was the first time I listened to music like that was mine.
Right.
And it was coming, and it was all the 2013 bands, like Arctic Monkeys, Arcade Fire,
Sweater Weather.
Sweater Weather was the definition of music in 2013. So we kind of went back in that, but I think, you know, because I think that like talks like that plays into like the type of angst we were talking about. It's like this like alive angst, you know what I mean? Because it's like that period of time was like, it's like you like had a lot of feelings and it's like
totally
angst, whereas like winter angst is just kind of like depression angst, I think, for me. So it was like, I think it fits in this October music.
Totally. Totally agree.
Yeah.
I wish that we could keep playing our music.
I know, it's crazy. We literally only play like, I feel like we only play like 5 songs.
Yeah. Well, we were a little bit
late.
We were a little late.
Yeah. For multiple people's faults.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But it's kind of crazy because I feel like next week it's going to be November and then we're going to be playing like completely different stuff.
Wait, is next week November? Oh, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Monday is November 1st. Okay.
The calendar. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
we will be Novembering.
November 5th. Yeah.
Novembering next week.
Novembering next week. Expect.
What kind of music do we play?
Expect jazz, maybe some jazz.
Let's do some Nina Simone.
Nina Simone, absolutely. Let's
maybe some Jeff Buckley.
Okay, Jeff Buckley. Yeah, let's do that. And then towards Thanksgiving, I get into more of this like thankfully mood. It's almost weird. I have this band I really like called Blind Pilot. I don't know if you know them, but they're
sort
almost
of
like proto Christian music. So I kind of get into, I guess it's Christian girl Thanksgiving for me, but it's like literally
they weren't kidding about the country last night.
I wasn't. But it's not even country. It's just this like, it's almost like what's that band? Like Hillsong? It's almost like Hillsong music, but like not Christian.
I was sitting next to this guy on the plane recently who was listening to Hillsong entire time and watching.
Was it because he like didn't want to like crash? Like,
I don't know.
He was like praying to God.
He also had his laptop open and was watching videos of people surfing.
That's so weird. That's actually such a stereotype. Like Hillsong is like, I associate it with like Australia.
Yeah.